It's time for From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine with Trey Schaap, a golf podcast for those who love golf, struggle with golf, and just like to enjoy the outdoors and fellowship with friends, all while chasing a ball around, trying to put it in a 4 1/4 inch diameter hole. From the Shortgrass is presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine and brought to you by Stevens Incorporated, an independent financial services firm with the freedom to focus on what matters most. By Beechwood Hospitality, we partner with you to deliver high-yield results by managing, developing, and investing in top-quality hospitality assets. And now, from the Shortgrass, here's your host, Trey Schaap.
Welcome to another edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I am your host, Trey Schaap. The 2025 Simmons Bank Championship, presented by Stevens, is in the books. Stephen Alker wins, shooting rounds of 61, 66, 69 for 20 under par over the 3 days at Pleasant Valley Country Club in Little Rock. He takes home $365,000 for the win. Richard Green and Tag Ridings finished tied for second. Stuart Sink was fourth. Tag and Richard Green both shot 13 under par. Stuart Sink 11 under par. Freddie Jakobsen ties for fifth with Darren Clark, Cameron Percy, and Justin Leonard, all at 10 under par. We're going to get straight to the interviews. On the tee, your champion, Stephen Alker.
Stephen Alker, 2025 Simmons Bank Championship, presented by Stevens Champion. Has a good ring to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. I like that. Hey, we've had a blast this week. Again, Simmons Bank, Stevens, presenting sponsor. Amazing job. I mean, what else can you say? This is number one on tour. You know, we're so well looked after. You know, as soon as we step on site here and we're made welcome, we feel like playing golf. The golf course is great. I mean, it's an amazing week.
Last year, you shoot 62 in your opening round, yeah, which was a course record at Pleasant Valley Country Club.
That was a nice one.
This year, you come back with a 61, so you broke your own course record.
Yeah.
And I've got the scorecard here in front of me. 4 under on the front. You make the turn, you birdied 10 to get to 5, and then 2 pars, and then you rattled off 6 birdies in the row. Yeah. You had to have been in a groove.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those rounds where, okay, I'm at 5 under. You know, things are going nicely. I'm feeling good about my game. And then it just turns that quickly. You know, it's like boom, boom. And you don't even know you're doing it. You're just kind of like, oh, there's another one. There's another. And all of a sudden you're at 18 and, you know, make another one and I got 61. So they don't happen every day. Those rounds are kind of special. You know, a good round turns into a special round and you don't know when it's going to happen. You don't know. You just don't know. And golf's like that, right?
Did you sense that you had your game in the best tip-top shape that it could be in coming in?
You know what, Trey? My third round of Richmond last week in Virginia, our first playoff event, I had 7 birdies and I shot even par. I had a lot of other stuff, a lot of junk in there, but I thought, here we go. That's more like me making some birdies. You know, my own play was back on song and I was making some putts. I come here in the pro-am and I play with 4 local guys, and they actually won the pro-am, funny enough. I think I shot 9 under with my ball in the pro-am, you know, and then, hey, I'm shooting 11 under the next day, 6 under the next day. So birdies are starting to flow, and, you know, I'm hitting it close and making some putts. And so that kind of like that round at Richmond kind of like, oh, okay, yeah, we're starting to get back in the groove and just carry it over into this week.
Last year, course record, and then you follow that up with rounds in the 70s. This year, course record, you follow it up with rounds in the 60s. That's got to be tough to do, isn't it?
Yeah, it always is. So that was big round of the week for me for the tournament. 66 yesterday because I didn't lose any ground to the field. Tag played great. He shot 6 under as well. And normally, you know, you shoot 6 under, you kind of expect to pick up some ground in the field. And I didn't, but I didn't lose any. So I went out today with that 5-shot lead and held on to it. And it's always tough because, you know, my lead went to kind of 7-8, you know, pretty quickly in that early on the back nine after an eagle. It's just kind of hard to stay focused on your targets and hard to stay focused on, you know, what you've been doing all week. you know, and because you know you're nearly near the finish, and I had a couple of loose ones there, got away from me. But I look back in the round really quickly, and I think I really only hit kind of like three or four poor shots all day. You know, I'll take that. You know, when you're trying to win a golf tournament, it worked out pretty nicely.
Bogey on 9 today. That was your first bogey of the week. And everybody in the group bogeyed it. Why did it annoy you?
Because it was my first one of the week.
Okay.
You know, because my thinking today was like, you know, conditions are calm, it's softer. If I don't make any bogeys today, so the guy's going to chase me, right? They're going to at least make 5.
Mm-hmm.
If I pick up a couple here and there, great. You know, they're going to make up more. So that was my goal. And, you know, just fortunately enough, you know, the guys didn't really make a big run who I was playing with, and that kind of lead kind of stayed there on the back 9, and I was very fortunate.
After the bogey on 9, what did you have into 10? Because, I mean, hit behind the hole and spun it back in.
Yeah, well, I was back there in like 250 yards to the front of the green. So I was in, Troy and I were talking about, should we go for it 3 wood or should we just lay it up? And we're like, well, we don't have to. You know, the wedge game's good enough. Let's just lay it up. So it was a perfect yardage, I think 75 yards or 77 yards or something. And then there you go. So I haven't hold one for a while, and there was a nice one to just keep my momentum going.
Yeah, and then you follow that up with birdies on 11 and 12. That had to feel good.
Yeah, just a couple of really nice feeler iron shots in there, you know, and then I think I hit a shot to a foot there, and then I'm a nice putt on 12 down the hill from whatever 12, 15 feet. So again, you know, all of a sudden, you know, that 5-6 shot leads become 8, you know what I mean? So, and that's, I got to admit, it's hard to, as I said, keep that focus to, you know, just keep plowing away and trying to make birdies.
Stephen, when you're walking up 18, knowing that you have the lead that you do, and everybody starts calling the hogs. They're not cheering for the Kiwi here. They're calling the hogs for tag. What was going through your mind?
No, that's great. They did it yesterday as well. I thought it was pretty cool. I said, I talked over to Troy, my caddy. I said, what the heck are they doing? He says, yeah, that's the chant. That's the Arkansas chant. And I thought it was pretty neat. But, hey, that's the spirit of this tournament. Like, you get the fans and the volunteers and everybody doing that sort of stuff. They're out here for the locals and the communities involved, and I think that's the great thing about this tournament, and that's what every tournament should be. They're raising money for charity, and the community's out having a great time, involved in the tournament and having a blast.
You won the Charles Schwab Cup last year, and for Tag to basically be a Monday qualifier and get all the way to where he is in the standings, you can respect that, can't you?
Oh, totally. I knew where Tag stood today. I know, you know, he didn't need a bad day. He wanted to keep his nose clean, but he played great. And I played with Tag in the Corn Ferry Tour. He was the same situation I was. He was just trying to keep playing that 48 to 50 years. You want to stay competitive. You want to stay fit. And he's done that. He's got plenty of length. He's strong. He's a strong man, and he'll do well out here. So I'm so pleased for him, because he's the same. He just persevered and plugged away, and I know exactly what that's like.
You told me on the 18th green, the trophy ceremony, about how good of condition you guys found Pleasant Valley this year.
Yeah.
Better than last year?
Maybe even better, I think. I mean, the greens were amazing. I thought the rough was a little benign this year, a little softer. We you know, if you miss a fairway, you can get away with it and you're okay. But the greens this year, I mean, I don't know. I hold a lot of putts. As soon as I started that putt online, I knew it was in, you know, a few feet away. So it's great to come here. It's a great playoff event, because you can make birdies, but at the same time, it's the course that if you're not quite on, you struggle to score. So it's a good golf course for that.
And then you also said that, man, I'd like to play this course more often. Well, you get inside, and they name you an honorary member of Pleasant Valley Country Club.
That's pretty special. That's pretty special. I'm also a honorary member of Phoenix Country Club as well. So that's two clubs now. And, hey, if I get a chance to get out here and play, maybe a guest or passing through, and I'd love to come out and play again and play with some members.
You might find it in the same condition it was today.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, the greens are so good. It's probably the best we put on all year.
Stephen, your time in Little Rock, I mean, your wife was here in town with you, and I understand your daughter got her flying license this week as well. A lot on your mind this week, right?
Hey, well, Friday was not really about me. I was thinking about my daughter. She had a check ride for her commercial license, and you know, she's got her privates and she got her instrument and she's doing great. So yeah, Friday was her big chick ride, and she passed and she was chuffed and we were chuffed for her, and I was thinking about her all day. So, you know, in a way that probably kind of helped me a little bit. You know, 11 under, I'm just out there kind of, you know, thinking how she's doing and I'm just doing my thing. And at the end of the day, that 11 under really wasn't that important, you know.
Last year, the Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens won the award for the best tournament on PGA Tour Champions in its first year.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think it's going to finish in year two?
Well, I guess my vote for number one. There you go. But I think I will again. I mean, just as I said, when we come in the gates on Monday or Tuesday and we're welcomed, you know, what can we do for you? What do you need? And it's just so easy. We're just here to play our golf and that's it. And all the functions behind the scenes and off the golf course, and they had the caddy event this year, right, the new addition. I thought that was fantastic. So I think everybody's just had a blast, and we enjoy coming back.
Well, Stephen, you're a great champion. Thanks so much for your time sitting down with me. I have to ask you real quick. I do this on all my podcasts. Best golf course you've ever played?
Gee, I got a few, but I'll put it down. My favorite golf course in the U.S. is Monterey Peninsula Country Club. Okay, I mean, I love playing Pebble Beach as well. I've played Cypress. But, yeah, Monterey is just kind of a special place. I know some members there as well. But I'm a Lynx fanatic. I love Lynx golf. And if you go in the Lynx route, I'm going to go for Carnoustie.
Oh, boy, tough.
Because, yeah, tough.
Carnasty is what Carnasty. They call it over
but,
there.
But, you know, I've always played it, and it's been getting great condition. I mean, the greens are good. I mean, and you just got to golf your ball. I mean, you'll find out how good you're playing when you play there.
No doubt about that. Yeah. And the other question I ask is fantasy foursome, living or deceased, you and three others that you could play a round of golf with, who would they be?
Oh, man. I'll go with my dad for a start. You know, he passed away, you know, a few years ago, but I always loved playing with my dad. I'm going to go Jack Nicklaus, Tom Watson. I just love watching those guys play, old school, you know what I mean? And one of my favorite guys, and I've really only got to know him the last 4 or 5 years, and my caddy Troy Martin knows him really well and actually work for him, but Peter Jacobs is a blast. I mean, he just had an event out there in Monterey Peninsula Country Club. It was a scream. He had all the celebrities, and he's one of the coolest guys.
He is pretty cool.
Yep.
Stephen Alker, 2025 Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens Champion. Yep. Congratulations. Best of luck in Phoenix.
Thank you.
We'll see you next year.
Appreciate it. Very honored. Thank you.
I'm Dr. Lowry Barnes. When it comes to orthopedic care, there's no place like the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. We built this hospital just for you. With state-of-the-art surgical suites, advanced technology, and the state's largest group of fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons, it's the best place in Arkansas to get you moving again. And if you need urgent orthopedic care, UAMS Ortho Now is right here for you at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health, where motion lives and service leads.
Strength is measured not by the number of accounts. Strength is placing value on relationships. It's having the vision and the guts to invest in growth. It's the commitment to responsibly manage your money. At Stevens, we believe that our strengths build success, not only for us, but for our clients. Stevens, member NYSE, SIPC.
The next time you travel to El Dorado and need overnight accommodations, the Haywood Hotel is where you need to stay. The Haywood El Dorado Tapestry Collection by Hilton is a great place to stay if you're in South Arkansas, listening to live music, or playing the challenging Mystic Creek Golf Club. Take time and relax in their bar for a drink before going out on the town for dinner. The Haywood, 210 South Washington, right in the heart of downtown El Dorado. Search the Haywood El Dorado on the web or call 800-293-0718 for reservations. The Haywood, a Beachwood hospitality property.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Shoregrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I am Trey Schaap. Ortho Now is now open at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. If you have an orthopedic injury, walk in and see the best in orthopedic care. Conveniently located at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. Every professional golfer needs a good caddy, and Stephen Alker has a great one. On the tee,
Troy Martin.
Troy, congratulations.
Thank you.
Stephen Alker's caddy, and man, you just blew away the field at Pleasant Valley.
It was crazy. It was a lot of fun out there. He had his A game, and it was really fun to watch.
Did you know coming in that he had his A game? Did you sense something early on in the week of practice?
Not really. In fact, last week we didn't play great. We had one of his maybe not so great finishes of the season, in fact, but he really worked hard on every aspect of his game. We practiced probably more than we have all year before and after rounds last week leading up to it. He was sharp practicing this week. We shot 63 in the Pro-Am on Thursday. That's always, usually a good sign that things are clicking. And then obviously I think it was to start the way that he did. It was, I could tell what he was going to continue through the week. Yeah.
Obviously last year shooting 62, setting the course record on Friday of last year. And then you come in this year and you better it by shooting a 61.
Remarkable.
I mean, 11 under par around this place from the tips. That is very difficult to do, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. And he just did everything great. You know, it was one of those things where if you were probably watching the whole round, you would have thought maybe he shot 6 or 7 under, nice deal, because he did nothing fancy or flashy. He just played great, and made the putts, hit the shots, and it was a very easy 61, if there is such a thing.
6 or 7 under. He birdied his last 6 holes.
He did. And I didn't realize it until, after the round, when I go back through things with my notes and doing my stats for him. And that's what I mean. It didn't seem like that. He just played solid golf, but it was what a round. I mean, to shoot something like that in these conditions. Now it's tournament conditions, and these greens are very fast. I don't know what the speeds were, 13 or 14, but they were over 14, Augusta-like, or even faster than Augusta, to be honest. But also with that is, if you're putting well and you get it started online, it stays there. They're very true and very pure. So he got everything started. He just saw the line that day. He got everything started online and everything went in.
We'll get to Saturday and Sunday, but I want to go back to Friday, because if you put this year's first round with last year's first round and best ball, he shoots 57.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
He likes this place. Thank goodness. Yeah. They just gave him an honorary membership in the hall there a few minutes ago. So it fits his eye. Most courses do fit his eye, though. If you look at his stats, I think he's I don't know the exact numbers, but he's played maybe 97 Champions Tour events now. And I think he's had 91 top 25s, and he's had like 77 top 10s. Just remarkable play. A consistency unlike anything we've seen. Maybe a few guys have won a few times more than him. I think this is his 10th win. To have that remarkable level of consistency, I've been out here 22 years, and I've not seen it.
As his caddy, after you shoot 61 on Friday and set the course record, what's the mindset going into Saturday?
On this tour, it's pedal the metal. You just can't let up. We talk about it a little bit. It's not something that say, well, what are we going to do now? But I saw a few comments that he made last night. But I think, what do we have, a 6-shot lead or something going into today?
5-shot lead.
But, he made it clear. He said, I shot 61 here, so somebody else can probably do that as well. So we can't just go out there and try to shoot even par and hope nobody catches us. And so it's kind of pedal to the metal. We talked briefly before the round today. He just mentioned, had a really good thought. He said, let's make some really aggressive swings to conservative targets. And I thought that was a good idea. Still play aggressive, swing in the club, but maybe not go at things we don't have to go at today. We did have to do that Friday and Saturday. He played great on Saturday as well, obviously, 66. When following up a round like he had is really hard to do. You start making a couple of pars and you're like, gosh, I was 600 this time last, yesterday. So you kind of maybe start to force some things. Well, he didn't do that, but played great. So it gave him the opportunity today to, we weren't going to pick a target score necessarily. I kind of did in my mind. I thought 20 would be good if he got to 20, because I think the leaderboard was like 17, 12, 11, 10 or something, to start, whatever it was. And so I kind of thought those things, but his only thought was, let's make some aggressive swings to some conservative targets.
Bogey on 9, his first bogey on Sunday on the 9th hole of the tournament.
Yeah.
That's impressive as well.
Very hard hole today, by the way. Everybody in our group bogeyed it. And he hit one of the best putts he's hit this week. He hit a bunker shot that got about 8 feet past the hole. It was really fast downhill, breaking left to right. He started just left of the hole and it just never moved. So he hit a good putt. But yeah, to make a bogey, I don't think it frazzled him too much, because We had a pretty good lead, and having everybody in the group bogey there, you know, it wasn't like, you know, we were losing ground. And then, sure enough, the next hole, he hits that wedge and holes it out. So,
what was the distance there on 10 that he had?
I think we had around 87 yards. I'm not exactly sure. I have it in my yards book.
So a lob wedge?
Yes. And it's, you know, it was a tucked pin. I think it was 6 steps over that front left bunker. So it was kind of a tricky shot. Somebody just showed me the replay because we couldn't see it. It's kind of covered by the bunker there. Mm-hmm. So we couldn't see it go in. But we knew Tag hit a good shot up there because of the reaction of all the Razorback fans out there. There weren't many Kiwis out there, but there were a lot of Razorbacks out
right,
there.
Right, right.
So we knew he was close. And then when Steven hit it, you kind of heard the reaction. So we knew it maybe bounced close. And then sure enough, it must have spun back in. And they lost it. So it was fun.
The walk up 18 with the gallery behind, following you guys up and everything, knowing that you were going to win. And then, like you said, the Razorback fans out there, they called the Hogs for Tag before Steven is even on the green.
Which is fine. I mean, I said to Tag afterward, I said, you made a lot of people happy and proud this week. And I was really happy and proud for Tag. You know, he's a great guy. He's a great representative of the Razorbacks and University of Arkansas. And it was really cool to see how much it meant to the people from this area, the members at this club, people that were out there watching him, that he played well. It's, you know, weeks like this change his career. And he's playing great.
A lot of people watch the caddies when they watch the television coverage. They, you know, unscrew the little nut on top of the flag stick and they pull the flag off and they pack it away in the bag. That's your keepsake. But not here at the Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens. You get a little extra hardware to take home with you.
I've never seen it before. They just did a full presentation and presented me with a caddy trophy. I mean, why not? Everything about this event is amazing and perfect. So why not do that? You know, they had a, I still can't believe it happened Tuesday night. They had a caddy shootout under the lights and 1,000 people came out and watched us play golf and we're drinking and swinging. And it was just, I mean, I really can't believe how well we've been treated here. It's really a special, special event.
Yeah, you guys want to thank Carlton Saffa and Saracen Casino Absolutely. Resort for that. They were the title sponsor of the caddy shootout. And then if you stayed at the Wyndham Hotel,
it was amazing.
That was picked up for you.
Frank came down and talked to us last night. Frank Fletcher, correct?
Yes,
and,
yes. You had a steak dinner?
It was amazing. Michael was there with some of Jennifer Hines. Some of his staff was down there. And again, caddies are on our own. You know, we're not really oftentimes thought of. And
not here.
I mean, we had our room paid for at a beautiful hotel downtown, a great area, the Wyndham Waterfront, Little Rock. And it's just things like that just don't happen. And I just hope that we can express how appreciative we really are. And I think we did that with that steak dinner last night with Frank coming in. And he had some really nice words for us. He gave us all a book that was really cool, meant a lot to him. And so we'll all read that, share that. And it's just, it's just start to finish. It's just been an unbelievable tournament.
Well, I asked Steven on the 18th green where he was going to put that trophy. Where are you going to put your trophy?
It's going to be very prominently displayed someplace in my house. I think it'll probably go in my office. That's where I spend all of my time when I'm home. So that's where it'll go, right next to my computer. That's special. I've been fortunate to be a caddy for, this is now 10 players that have won tournaments. I won't say that I won them, but as a caddy, you know.
You're part of the team.
And I've never had a caddy trophy, so that's really special.
Awesome. Troy, thanks so much. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
It takes a lot to put on a professional golf event, and one man that has been working nonstop is tournament chairman Freddie Black. I had a chance to catch up with him after the win by Stephen Alker on the tee. The tournament chairman of the Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens, Freddie Black.
Freddie, year number 2 is in the books, and man, what a champion.
Man, we're so excited. It was a great week. Weather was a little dicey for the weekend, but we pushed through it, and I think we had good crowds. I think every day around 3,000, maybe a few more patrons came in despite the weather. So I call it a big success. I think we built on last year. Added some things that were real popular, like the caddy shootout. So we start tomorrow working on 26. So
obviously the fact that Stephen Alker came back and he set another course record in round 1. He did it last year shooting 62, 61 this year, and then he goes on and wins.
I know. amazing. The guy's amazing. These greens didn't fool him. His putting was pure all week. So exciting to see somebody 20 under. That's a big score on this golf course.
Obviously, building on the success of last year and this year, you guys go to work, and I'm sure it's going to be bigger and better next year.
Well, what's fresh on our mind, we'll put on paper what we can do better, what didn't work well. So there's not a lot of things that I saw that I would change, really not. But we need to continue to get more people involved, try to make sure we have everybody returning that's a sponsor or buying hospitality. And so the work never ends. We got a great staff. Pro Links has a great staff. So I think we'll have a better time next year. So looking forward to it.
Freddie, congratulations.
Thank you, Trey. Thanks for all your help.
From Central Arkansas to South Arkansas to Northeast Arkansas, across the state to Northwest Arkansas, you will find a Beechwood hospitality property. From the Haywood in El Dorado to the Hilton Garden in Jonesboro, to the Doubletree in Bentonville and the Staybridge Suites just south of Baumwalker Stadium, Beechwood Hospitality has a room for you. Beechwood Hospitality is the leader in hotel property management in the state. Make sure you find a Beechwood Hospitality hotel for your next overnight stay.
I'm Dr. Lowry Barnes. When it comes to orthopedic care, there's no place like the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. We built this hospital just for you. With state-of-the-art surgical suites, advanced technology, and the state's largest group of fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons, it's the best place in Arkansas to get you moving again. And if you need urgent orthopedic care, UAMS Ortho Now is right here for you at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health, where motion lives and service leads.
Welcome back to From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Beechwood Hospitality, Matthew Allen and Blair Allen, they are the leaders in hotel management throughout the state and the region. When you need an overnight place to stay, make sure you're staying at a Beechwood Hospitality hotel. I also had a chance to catch up at the Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens after the final putt dropped. The man that brought the tournament to Central Arkansas, George Makris.
George, wow, what a tournament.
Well, it was great. You know, other than a little spitting rain, the week was just about perfect. And, you know, with Stephen Alker's performance, record setting, just a tremendous week of golf here in Little Rock.
What a champion, too. I mean, a course record on Friday. He set the course record last year, and he went ahead and did it again this year.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, he's a heck of a golfer, and he's a better person. The crowds were spectacular. We were a little worried because of the using 1 in 10 tee times sort of cut 3 hours out of the day. But the crowds came out and really supported the tournament, and we're really grateful for that.
Obviously, you build on the year before. This year, the Caddy Shootout, sponsored by Saracen Casino Resort. I think the caddies had a great time.
I do, too. The ones that didn't play, I think, have big regrets. So it may be much bigger and better next year.
What can you do to make this better for next year?
Well, just little tweaks here and there. And I tell you know, Trey, the first year people took a chance and didn't really know what to expect. This year, everyone that signed up the first year came back the second year. And now we have 2 years under our belt, tournament of the year. We're keeping our fingers crossed it may be tournament of the year again. This is as good as it gets. And there's a lot more to this tournament than just the golf. And I think that's what people are starting to recognize. You know, our governor has done a great job of emphasizing outdoor activity. No better outdoor sport in my mind than golf.
No doubt about it. Congratulations on a great tournament.
Thank you, Trey. We appreciate your support.
That's it for this edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Congratulations, Stephen Alker. 2025 Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens Champion. We'll see him back next year, hopefully. Thanks to everybody that came out to the tournament. Thanks for saying hi. Hey, remember, when you find your ball mark on the green, fix it and a couple of more. And I hope to see you from the Shortgrass.
You have been listening to From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, a weekly podcast dedicated to the game of golf. This has been a presentation of the Buzz Radio Network in association with Majestic Cubby Productions.